This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The focus is on you and your opinions about what's been going on this week. This is the Doug Steffen overview with my gang, the Good Day Gang, together with the DJV gang. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Rich McFadden is here in our overview of the charts from the week of February 6th to 10th, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Here is our opportunity as talk personalities to have our say about some of the things that we might not even have talked about on our own during the course of the week, whether it's on the air or off the air. First thing I need to do is go through the 10 stories of the week that folks at Talkers Magazine deemed to have been the most important and the most discussed on news talk radio programs around the country, and then the list of people. I find the list of people more interesting this week from my own point of view. My own,
it's like a who's who. It's the weirdest cocktail party ever, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let's do that list first, Jennifer, because that's a great way of putting it. It's a very interesting list of people at a cocktail. Can you imagine these people all at a cocktail party at your house? Melissa McCarthy would be one of those people. Would you invite her or not? Christy Brinkley.
Yeah.
Ivanka Trump.
Definitely.
Neil Gorsuch. John McCain. Vladimir Putin. Bill O'Reilly. Imagine the two of them at a cocktail bar.
I would want John McCain to be the bartender.
Yeah,
I feel like
he'd be
would kind of, he would be good at making sure no one drank too much. Or
yeah.
Oh, no,
right.
He's a big drinker. Are you kidding?
McCain is?
Oh, yeah.
He's a party
animal.
Really?
No way.
Is he a lush?
No, he's not a lush, but I think, I mean, he doesn't, I mean, he, I don't know, he talked once about how Hillary Clinton drank him under the table.
Really?
He's a former military guy, please.
I'm drinking all up. Well, if you've been into jail in Vietnam for 6 years, probably would drink too under the circumstances.
Yeah.
Or if you had to serve with Chuck Schumer, who's number four on our list this week, I'd be drinking a lot if I had to serve with him. Number three on the list is Jeff Sessions. Number two is Elizabeth Warren. And number one is Donald Trump. So for the first time in a long time, the Obamas, neither of them show up on the list.
Well, they were kite surfing with Richard Branson.
Did you see some of the pictures? I was just looking at somebody did an inside view of their new home in Washington. But yeah, the fun stuff was him out rolling around in the water and wrestling with Branson.
Yeah.
And just, you know, kind of having a good time, let it all hang out, sort of.
Looks like a fun vacation.
And they weren't afraid of having people take pictures either, which I thought was okay. It'd make a good expose in People magazine, for sure. All right, let's see here. The stories, the Patriots and their win in the Super Bowl. That certainly has to be the sports story of the week or the month, or certainly of the football season.
The way that game went down.
Feel like with the Deflategate, it's been the story of the last 2 years.
Yeah, right. The booing of Roger Goodell was appropriate, I think. That was kind of a nice touch under the circumstances. But then, you know, you see the baseball season gets underway. The pitchers and catchers are in there now in either Arizona or Florida. And then shortly after that, during the week, the regular players show up, and then the season begins the week after next, I think. And then the weekend of the 25th of February, first games for a month and a half, and then season starts. Oh, am I saying this? This is cool. I think is it April 4th, the first game?
Usually around the first of April, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so that's good news. Number nine, what went on Saturday Night Live with Melissa McCarthy? I think it's disgusting, and I find
really?
It now.
First of all,
Did you see the skit? I don't want to see these things anymore.
Why?
Well, it depends on your point of view. If you saw it, Doug, you would laugh.
You would think
that
it was
funny. So interested in popping off and getting their own points of view, and they hide it,
it's
or they mask
that.
Their anger with humor. Well, maybe not in this case.
It's
but
not, yeah.
Too many of them are like that. You may be
right
in this case.
I'm pretty sensitive when it comes to
it.
to being unfair. And Saturday Night Live, I think, has been very unfair, actually. Yeah. I think they've crossed the line when they're crying over Obama being done and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer was funny. I mean, have a target. Just make it funny. Don't just be messaging. Yeah. Be funny. And she really was funny with this.
Yeah.
Look, I have nothing against Sean Spicer. I watch almost everything. Every time he does a press conference that's televised, I watch them. I have no issue with him. It was just a really funny spoof. And the fact that they made her look so much like him was another element that it took everyone a second to figure out, well, wait a minute, who's actually playing him? It was great. It was a surprise. It was fun.
Do you know what I'd rather see? What I'd rather see, this is just me. There's a video that's gone viral that shows this youngster, 6-year-old boy, celebrating the end of him. He had cancer and the end of his chemo treatment. And it's the most wonderful thing. Somebody ought to play that. We posted just that kind of stuff. I'd much rather see than this stuff. These people are just grinding because they want to grind. Maybe they think they're funny or they're speaking to an audience, but they've lost me long ago. They lost me. Maybe I'm not the target audience anymore because I'm older, and the only problem I have is I have money to spend, and the advertisers don't want to get at me, and so all these shows are aimed at the younger demos. And I guess I fall into that, too, in a manner of speaking. That's why Jennifer's here. That's why Victoria's here. That's why Kara's here. But it just after a while, go away with this. All right, let's see. Number 8, Trump and his criticisms of stores. I'm trying to wrap myself around this, and I'm not sure I've done a good job of it. TJ Maxx pulled the Trump stuff, Nordstrom's needless markup. There have been, and is it because, come on, really? They say because the sales aren't strong. Okay, the sales not strong because people are making a lot of noise about it in the store. Or does it make a difference? If it's bad for business, you pull it back. But what's making it bad for business is something that bothers me because there are things on the other. It just seems to me, although the people on the left will say, oh, these guys, they go too far, and this guy's bad, and that guy. But yet, I kind of feel like it. Maybe it's just me and my point of view, but my point of view is more in the middle than anybody else's that's here anyway. And I think that I find it troubling that there is this gotcha attitude among people who are just trying to
sour
put
grapes
down for, is it sour grapes? I think, but it's even deeper than that, Jennifer.
I mean, I think that with Nordstrom specifically, a lot of people on the right are going crazy about this decision. But I think we have to be honest, and we have to realize if you're on the right, you're pro-business, and you're pro-business independence from having to carry anything. We don't want people to have to carry lines of clothing. So do I think that Nordstrom pulling Ivanka's line was all politics? Yeah, absolutely. Her sales, if you look at the Ivanka line, are up 21%. Nordstrom hasn't really provided proof that her sales
were
down.
That's her online sales, though.
They're stepping away. So fine, they want to pull it. That's okay.
Yeah,
I think that where the line was crossed is, and I understand why Donald Trump wants to protect his daughter, but by tweeting out something specifically targeting Nordstrom for dropping her clothing line, that is gray area. That's where the conflict of interest stuff that people were afraid of comes into play. And I think I could have gotten past it if it was just his account, but the fact that someone picked it up and retweeted it from POTUS, which I bet he didn't even have anything to do with, someone there just retweeted him, that's really sticky. It's a sticky situation for him.
Well, I think Kellyanne Conway's not helping. Once again, she's going to, you know, put her foot in her mouth and going on TV saying, everyone buy Ivanka. I mean, she's already had a talking to about
it. That. There's a whole bit of conflict of interest stuff floating around about that.
I mean,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
She's been counseled, as Sean Spicer said. I don't think what she said was appropriate. And I think what she meant and what she should have said was, we live in a society that is run by, we're a capitalist government, right? We're a capitalist economy. And hey, look, if you don't want to support Nordstrom, don't. If you want to support Ivanka, fine. But you don't have to go out there and say and make an ethics violation, which is really what she did by saying, go buy Ivanka products. I mean, there was ways to do it without saying that.
Absolutely, and you should be. You should have her job, Jen.
You know what? My God, Victoria,
you really should.
You and I are in the same. I'm listening to Jennifer make this case. Kellyanne Conway is a waste.
She just sounds dumber and dumber every time she talks.
She just is a waste, vast emotional and intellectual waste.
I don't think she's a waste. I think that she's starting to buy the Trump arrogance, but the Trump arrogance only works for Trump. It doesn't work for anybody else.
It doesn't work for anybody else.
With Marco Rubio, we saw it didn't work for Ted Cruz. Doesn't work for Kellyanne Conway. Thanks for saying that, though. I've been told that I should be working for the Trump
arrogance. But I don't want you to go.
I was going to say, I couldn't take it.
But
on the retail side, I think Ivanka Trump's clothes are beautiful, and I've been to her. She had a jewelry store. It was all her high end jewelry down in Soho here in New York City, where I am, and it was a gorgeous store. And I think she has impeccable taste. I think everyone's lines, all celebrity lines right now, are pretty much suffering unless you're Kanye with Yeezy. When you look in the fashion industry, everyone's lines are suffering because everyone's shopping online. So if you go into any brick and mortar store, everyone's lines and the sales are down. Does it feel political? Absolutely. It definitely feels political. If her name was Jessica Simpson or if her name was anybody else, I don't think that it would be an issue, and I don't think that Nordstrom would have dropped her. So I feel sorry for her in that sense, because she's definitely a victim. She's in the aftermath, in the wake of her father, and her business has become a victim.
And
do you think, by the way, when they drop other lines, that they send out a press release about it?
No.
I mean, when they drop Jessica Simpson or when they drop whatever, they don't send
attention
out a press release. So this is the first
dropping
political.
I mean, she's the first daughter. Everyone's going to know. If Malia Obama gets kicked out of Harvard, we're all going to know about it. You know,
right.
I mean, that's part of the territory.
And then there's the other question about the jobs, how many people were employed in making the various clothing, the things in the clothing line, and do those people get jobs if you boycott these products? So what does it do to the mainstream employment of these people? Maybe that's a sidebar issue, but it's a...
You're actually on target with that, because part of the aftermath of this Nordstrom thing especially, someone in the stock room, the picture went viral. I'm sure you saw this, Jen, where it was Ivanka Trump's boxes of inventory, and it all says made in China. And that really just added fuel to the fire of anyone who was already against her and the clothing line. That made it a lot worse. So there was a social media aspect of it, too, that wasn't great.
All right. So there we have it. We've taken apart all the women. Not all of them, but some of them good, bad, and indifferent. It's 18 or 19 past the hour as we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's Valentine's Surprise Time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting, white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 23 and change after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Victoria Keevan reviewing the charts from this week's Talkers Overview of what's going on in the real world, of conversation radio, whether it's the real world or it isn't. I was listening, Richie, with interest to the conversation going on in our so-called green room amongst the ladies about how Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren and many of the Democrats, Cory Booker, are getting inundated with people who just camp out in front of their offices who want to pound them for, you got to do this and you got to do that.
Yeah.
And what it does, whether you like it or you don't like it, it does prove that in this sense, this form of democracy, if that's what you want to call it, or representative government works. And it's too bad that it's just being shown this way, because there are plenty of examples. I'm a great protester. I've always been. I like the idea of protesting. I've encouraged my children to protest, and they've been doing plenty of it lately. But I think that there it needs to go farther. It seems almost superficial to me. Many, not most, but many of the people who are protesting don't have the facts, really. They have their emotions running high. They're whipped up by the news media that's certainly a willing co-conspirator in all of this. And so, I mean, you can just see it. I can't go through. I have 14 websites I go through every day to see what's going on or get a sense of what's going on. And the blast of anti-Trump stuff is deafening and annoying. I mean, the guy can't be all bad. Does he make mistakes? Yeah. Richie makes mistakes. I make mistakes.
Lots of them.
Victoria makes mistakes. But are we going to shut everything down because we don't because there's a mistake or we don't like his style or whatever the hell it is. I mean, I think that there is good reason to be upset about some things like the pipeline. That's something that annoys me. Us looking for more troops to go to Afghanistan, that's a no-no as far as I'm concerned. I'd be willing to protest that kind of stuff myself. But to just I mean, the clothing and all this, you're not going to go shop at Nordstrom's or TJ Maxx because I got Ivanka Trump stuff in it. Get a life, for God's sakes. What in the world? What? So you don't want to buy them? Don't buy them. That's all. Why do we want to? What's fair about stopping other people from buying the stuff if they want to? I think it's just plain wrong. And
yeah,
it's dumb.
I agree with
that. It's wrong-headed. It is not the way, I mean, it is the way things are done, but the intimidation factor, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't get it, frankly. I just don't get it. And,
the fact that everybody is just really just cranked up on emotionally and not
yes.
thinking soundly is what gets me. You see it on social media all day. You see it on the news all night. Everybody is being driven by their emotions without really stopping and looking rationally. And I get it. I mean, the guy's blunt. The guy is straightforward. The guy doesn't sound as smooth as your typical criminal politicians. And he comes across rough. I totally get that. No problems whatsoever. But when you stop to think about some of the things and really just look at the facts, some of it just makes sense, and you can't fight
right,
it.
The things he's doing?
Yes.
Yeah, they do
like
make sense.
Though?
Some of them don't.
The travel ban, the travel, quote-unquote, travel ban, and the fact that people are misrepresenting this so badly.
Awful. That woman who's in the focus, every video in the world that you see that's gone viral in the last 24 hours about this woman who's going to get deported as an example of what ICE didn't do, that they should have done a long time ago. This woman's been on the watch list forever. She's got two kids born in America. She hasn't done a damn thing to try to get herself here legally, and she's been here for 14 years.
20 years.
I have no sympathy for that. There's a woman in Texas that's going to get deported to the rest of her yesterday because she went to check in, and they looked at her record and said, wait a minute, you were supposed to be deported 4 years ago. Why are you still here?
So they grabbed her. And I understand all that, and we talked about, you know, immigration and stuff. You know, we talk about it all the time, but if your children are born here, I mean, how can you be separated from your children?
Because you're not here legally. Get it fit. You could fix it yourself. If you really care about your children and you want to be here, then do it
right.
the right way.
And
you yourself said that your parents came here from Ireland, and they did it the right way.
Well,
they
my
did.
Dad.
Half
apparently.
Past the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so our thinking caps back on and go back to work on the charts for this week. A lot of controversy, and it makes for good conversation, a lot of people think. I don't know. I'm not a member of the gang who thinks everything on the radio and television has to be controversial, in your face, and that makes Richie and I used to argue about this because he loves those good wrestling matches. He thinks it makes for great, compelling radio. I think if you overdo it, then it loses its impact.
Oh, absolutely. It has to be natural.
Right, exactly. Like the fights you and I used to get into.
Well, I mean, no, real emotions
yes,
are compelling,
okay.
And real conversations with emotions are compelling. Yeah. Fake is fake.
Fake is fake. And a lot of it, you know as well as I do, as some of the stuff on some of the radio programs and the TV shows is just complete fakery. It's just contention
sure.
for the sake of contention. It's like it's scripted. And so, you know, it's important to understand the real versus the phony baloney stuff. And I'm not even just in the conversation, but about the stuff that's really happening. How much of the protesting that's going on at some of the offices in the White House is based on emotion versus fact? And we all know that sometimes emotions rule the day. There are people that get all worked up about things that will never happen. Never happen. But yet, it seems real to them, so you can't really deny that that's what they're really feeling or thinking. But Sometimes
you also don't know. I mean, you don't have
Victoria
a crystal ball.
Victoria Keene's, you do. No?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you don't know that stuff is never going to happen. You know, and I think that's the uncertainty is also what's scary, especially for women with
Victoria.
Women's issues. I know that, but this is different, though, Doug. This is on another level. And this is, you know, there, especially with women's issues, and the threat is real.
Okay, so I'm not sure. I think here's, let me just give you the straight from my shoulder thoughts about this, because I've sort of danced around this a lot in the months that Trump has been either running or has been. Richie and I talked about this off the air and on the air about Trump. Richie wasn't for him at the beginning. I wasn't. But I was more for him than everybody else, actually, because I thought that he and Bernie Sanders in a good competition would really bring out the feelings that are so prominent in America. And I think a lot of them have not anything to do with the protests that are going on. I think the people who don't like what's going on in the main, not all of them, but many of them protested by voting for Trump or voting for Bernie Sanders. That's as far as they're willing to go, whereas other people who are emotionally involved, and this is not a criticism at all. As a matter of fact, I laud people who protest, whether I agree with them or I don't agree with them. This is how the system works. It's the greasy wheel theory. And sometimes it's smart and intelligent and focused and well-intentioned, and sometimes it's not. I believe, however, at this point, much of the anger that's focused on Trump is ill thought out. Ill-conceived is what I mean. Ill-timed. And is Trump like anybody else around? No. Is he a whack job? In some respects, I suppose he is. Does he denigrate the office of the president? It depends on who you talk to. But I know there are tens of millions of people in this country who are pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
That's as crude as an example. I mean, but it's true. I am.
On both sides.
And I'm pissed off because I don't want this. I don't want that pipeline built where they said they're going to build it. So I'm ticked off about that being done.
Right.
I don't like a lot of these people who have been nominated and getting confirmed for these various posts.
Agreed.
But time will tell how that all shakes out. I think it's foolish. And I said this before, I even said it to my daughter, why are you, let's wait until he gets in and then protest and stuff. He hasn't done anything yet. Well, he had this to say and that to say. And yeah, that's true, but I'm a great believer in the here and now. I'm only going to protest or be upset about things that are being done today. Now, the pipeline, wrong. Betsy DeVos, wrong. You can go through a bunch of these other people. Now, this is my feeling based on my experience as a living, breathing human being who's fairly, if not quite intelligent, if I do say so myself. I got a quick mind. I'm easily influenced sometimes, as Richie will tell you, by the last guy that goes through the door, depending on how passionate or emotional or factual I think this person is. I think Trump's getting getting a bad shake at the moment. He's creating some of it himself, and he knows that's the difference. He knows that he's creating it, and he's going back over.
He's trying to create some of
his tracks
because he really wants to show the press for what they are.
Yes.
And
that's not bad.
He takes them on
fakers,
head on,
phonies,
and you can see how they react to him in their reporting on him and anything that he does.
But it's making it worse.
It is.
Well, but why is it up to them to make it worse? Who the hell are they?
It's making it worse because they are trying to show or report on him in such a way that it's ramping up the emotion.
I know, but he's making it worse.
I don't care.
Why do we have an obligation to pander to the press?
I'm not talking about pandering. I'm talking about, in general, his overall the perception that people who don't like him have. If he would stop watching SNL and tweeting about it every weekend, then maybe we'd have a little more respect for him.
I don't. Yeah, but tweeting needs to stop.
But he's tweeting. I mean, he's doing it.
But that doesn't make
the press to be challenged. I totally want the press to be challenged. I'm so tired of the Bill Clinton, the Barack Obamas, the slick-talking politicians, even the George Bushes, telling us what they want to do and then just totally looking at us in the eye and lying to us. And I'm so tired of it. I appreciate somebody, even if he sounds like a moron sometimes, being honest with me. One of the reasons Doug Steffen and I get along so well is because he is brutally honest, and I know where he stands every single second of the day. I
not
never have to guess
how I feel about stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
I never have to guess where he stands or if he's being honest with me. Even if I don't like what he's saying, he's telling me what he thinks, and I appreciate that.
And I understand that.
Intelligence, too, Richie, is best based on...
Sure.
I'm
I understand that.
Good looks, too, right?
And I agree with what you're saying, Rich. I do think that Trump heartily believes everything that he says and tweets.
I
just disagree with most of the things he says and tweets. Really, Doug?
Then
you just torpedoed everything Richie just said.
No,
Richie likes it because
he's
being honest.
He's talking about me. I think that
no, he was talking about Trump first.
Okay, but I don't know that in terms of being honest, let's define what that means. He's honestly trying to get people to think about things as they are and how much better it might be if they were another way. But do I think he believes everything he says?
I think he definitely throws stuff out there to his advantage.
Yes.
How is that being honest, then?
Well, I think he goes to Boeing and says, are you kidding? I'm not going to pay that kind of money.
So now it's going to cost me.
I think he goes to Carrier and says, yeah, go ahead and move to Mexico. No problem. And I think that stuff is just tossed out there. But
and see how much of it has worked.
Yeah.
It's worked. All right. The one thing before we pause here for a moment, Victoria, you're very strident and very good at this. And I'm appreciative of your being here because you're not backing down either, and that's good.
No, Victoria's
Richie's a bully sometimes and gets to the point of pushing people around. But you don't let stand up to him.
I never have felt bullied by Richie ever once.
Really?
I never have.
I'm very nice
certainly
to Victoria have. Because she's very smart. And B, I like her. So.
I like Richie, so I've never felt bullied by
let's
him.
Move, before we leave
maybe
the
you're just a weaker target, Doug.
I know I am.
He gets very upset.
So here's my read. I think it is fabulous that Putin, it got so to the point, the business of him being called a killer by Bill O'Reilly got under his skin so much that he went public and demanded an apology from Fox. The president of Russia says
only a
to
killer
Fox,
would demand
we
that,
want
though.
An apology because you called Putin a killer.
Here's the one thing where I can't figure out Trump's angle here. He just never, ever takes a shot at Putin. He's always kind of kissing his butt. Mm. And I know there's an angle there somewhere, and I just don't see what it is yet. But I cannot figure out for the life of me what his play is here with Putin. I think he's trying to play Putin, but I don't see it yet, and that makes me a little nervous. So that's where I'm going.
All right, let me give you a little, this Valentine's Day weekend. And for those of you who have not stood up to the plate yet and hit a home run, I have a suggestion for you that will give to that person you love a gift like no other. Valentine's Day, and those of you who are slaggards who have not done anything because you figure you go to the store and you get some old worn-out roses or some other dead flowers and give them to the person that you love on Valentine's Day, what a losing approach. My God, why would you do that when it's so easy to get these strawberries, some Sherry's berries. Richie, you've gotten these over the years.
Oh, my God.
We talked about these
great.
Off and on over the years. These are really terrific, and they're so inexpensive. This is just the right move for those of you who have been sitting on your hands and haven't done anything yet. Go online right now to berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, and buy a dozen Sherry's berries that are just covered in chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate. They are covered with chips and swizzles and nuts. This is a surprise that will be very much appreciated. Send it to your lover at work, to your wife, whatever, your best friend. But do it now. Don't wait. Over the weekend, you may not hear or think about it. So now. Go to berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV, which is your road to the discount. $19.99 for a dozen. $10 more, 2 dozen of these berries that are mouth-watering. My God, these things. Whew, how do they find as many as they do with these great berries? I don't know. They're growing them. They're picking them. They're covering them with chocolate. And they're putting them in a box and sending them to you, and you will love it. And the action afterwards would probably be kind of nice, too. So have memorable fun with a way to spoil your sweetheart. Go to berries.com and click on the microphone, top right-hand corner. Type in DJV for the best deal in the best of all possible ways, say, I love you. The people list from the folks at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 people, according to the research at Talkers Magazine, who have made it into the big time this week. People like Melissa McCarthy, okay. Christy Brinkley, big time. Ivanka Trump, yep, that's big time. Neil Gorsuch, big time. John McCain, big time. Vladimir Putin, big time. Bill O'Reilly, yep. Chuck Schumer, not so much. Likewise with Jeff Sessions. And really, please, Elizabeth Warren, she's on the list too. Although she got a lot of focus on what she tried to do to torpedo Jeff Sessions. Didn't work right. It kind of backfired on her, as a matter of fact. That's an interesting story in and of itself. And then, of course, on the top of the list, the people most being discussed, Donald Trump, President of the United States. One of those real conversational rock stars. That's the list this week from the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Steffen here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping and tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now with a focus on the big stories of the week. Sometimes during the course of the program, we don't lose sight of all of them, but we may not review them as much as we would like to, or so that you keep yourself fair and honest, fair and balanced. So here we go. Top 10 stories this week, according to research at Talkers Magazine for the week of February 6th to the 10th. The Patriots win, number 10. The Spicer spoof on Saturday Night Live, number 9. The Trump criticism of Nordstrom's, number 8. The Kremlin apology demand aimed at Bill O'Reilly, number 7. The situation in the Middle East is 6-5-4, it's all the same old stuff. We get tired of it because nothing's really changing other than the suggestion that we send 10,000 more troops into Afghanistan, which is a no-no. The Democrats going after another nominee. Let's see here. Jeff Sessions getting confirmed. And the Trump travel ban, once again, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. 47 past the hour. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen focusing on the stories from the talk host point of view on the talkers list. This week, the stuff in the Middle East is same old, a bunch of that stuff. And those people are nominated for various reasons. What I found interesting about the Elizabeth Warren thing was the fact that not that that old fossil Mitch McConnell told her to sit down and shut up, but that Martin Luther King's niece, who apparently voted for Trump, went all over the place and went viral thus with her attitude or approach to Elizabeth Warren saying that she was using a race card to try to prevent. I think that was, if I remember correctly, Victoria. I think that was the quote. Using the race card to make a point that might not have been made by her uncle. And Coretta Scott King wrote this letter. If you don't know the story, the wife of Martin Luther King wrote a letter to the Senate in 1988, I think it was, when they were looking at confirming Sessions for some job. I don't remember what it was.
It was an Alabama judge job. And he was ultimately denied.
So this is going to really annoy some people. We have a lot of folks listening in the Deep South, the Mid-South. But what happens in these places? Like Sonny Perdue from Georgia gets to be Secretary of Agriculture, or guys like Sessions, who are the epitome of the old white guy who, if he didn't belong to the KKK, somebody's family did. And they just put these images forward that are anathema to people. You can't tell me you can't find people in these states or elsewhere that have really good ideas, strong ideas, and present themselves better, even though it may not, I may be superficial.
It doesn't matter. Anybody that you bring that's white from Alabama, somebody's going to say is a racist.
Okay, well.
White guys from Alabama don't ever get a break. They're always racists.
Not every white guy in Alabama is a racist.
Well, no, but that's the way the media plays
guys,
it out.
But these guys smell like it, though, to too many people. That's a problem.
Labels.
10 before the hour.
Labels. The Top Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 55 past the hour for Tech Talk and our overview of the top five items from the world of technology for this week and how they will impact and affect you. Here to bring us up today is Victoria Keelan, who starts with a number five item as we go toward number one. And Google is in the number five position, Victoria.
It is, and it's in the number five position for kind of a humorous reason, which is not normally why we talk about Google, but during last week's Super Bowl, one of the most prevalent ads was the Google Home ad. And Google Home is the little device similar to Amazon's Alexa, and it's an interactive voice command system that controls your lights and your heating, and it can work with your Nest, which is your thermostat, and it can control your music and TV and everything. And so all you have have to do to activate your Google Home is to say, okay, Google. And so it was an entire 60-second commercial of people saying, okay, Google, turn my lights on. Okay, Google, turn up the volume of my TV. And apparently this was actually happening in houses that already have Google Home. And people were complaining. They were online. They couldn't figure it out. They couldn't turn the lights off in the hallway that had been turned on by the TV commercial. So it ended up being sort of a funny viral thing. Of course, no one was harmed, and there was nothing, you know, no permanent damage or anything. But it was very funny that people took to Twitter and Facebook to share their disaster stories from the Super Bowl.
All right, number four, a focus on driverless cars.
This is a reason that we have not thought about driverless cars in terms of being a negative, and it's potholes. And we know you can drive in any state across the country, and you're going to hit potholes. And driverless cars are running into this problem, no pun intended, because they're not designed to swerve out of their lane. So they hit potholes, and people who have Teslas and other driverless cars, well, not fully driverless, but when you're in driverless mode, which is sort of what a lot of people have at this point, when it doesn't swerve out of the lane and it hits the potholes, they're ending up back in the shop with alignment issues. And so now there are several companies who are trying to design software. Mercedes has installed miniature cameras on the front of those cars so that they can detect the potholes. But going at 75 miles per hour, let's say, if you're on an interstate highway,
into a pothole.
How are you? Yeah, I don't know. So there's a lot that they still need to work on, but that is definitely something that people are learning is a downside to driverless vehicles.
Not a good thing. Okay. Number three this week in our countdown to number one is another item that's not too cool.
No, not at all. And this came as a big surprise. This is about Vizio and their smart TVs. Vizio, I believe, is the most popular smart TV brand in America. If I know they're in the top three, I believe they're the number one. And they're, of course, owned by and sold at Costco. They're sold everywhere now, but they started out as Costco's house TV brand. And so they were very affordable. They're a great product. And a lot of people love them. And it turns out that your smart TV was spying on you if you bought one anytime after February of 2014. And a complaint filed earlier this week with the Federal Trade Commission said that the smart TVs use software that spied on their owners' viewing habits without their permission. And of course, it was then reported to third parties. Now, they didn't necessarily report when the TV was on and off and things like that. Like, there was no personal data that was shared, but all of the viewing habits were. So, like, what TV shows were watched, things like that. So this new Vizio obviously knew they were in the wrong. They have already settled this case for $1.5 million. Mm-hmm. So they have agreed to delete all the data
smoke,
that they collected.
Fire, smoke.
Right. So they said they'll delete all the data collected before March of 2016, but, you know, what happened after that?
All right.
We'll find out.
Next on the countdown, top five tech stories of the week, focus on Intel, which we really don't talk about too much.
No, and you know, in Intel, I believe it's even their slogan, they're in everything, and they are, so it is weird that we don't talk about them. However, this week they announced that they're going to invest $7 billion to complete that Arizona plant that they had started years ago, and it's been under construction for a while and has been on hold since 2014. So now they're going to kickstart it again, and it'll employ 3,000 people, which is great.
All right, number one item sort of gives new meaning to the term social media, if you get my drift.
Okay.
The family leave stuff? That's a social improvement.
Absolutely. Well, Facebook had a very big announcement this week. The COO, Sheryl Sandberg, announced that the company is giving all of its employees 6 weeks of family leave to care for ailing family members. And it's not just paternity and maternity leave. They're now recognizing that people have other emergencies in their life, and Facebook wants to step up and make sure their employees are covered.
There you go. Good news for them, and maybe if you're one of them, it's even better news, as we like. Good news here. The time is 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.